Speaking truth, some don't understand how we can refer to the day they crucified Jesus as Good Friday. First and foremost, it is evidence of God's word which tells us that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. This morning, I want to expound on the good associated with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We have heard the story. We know how they ridiculed, beat, and even spat on Jesus. And we know the torture that they put his body through. But because of the majesty of Jesus' divine power, three things happen that should be exalted and discussed more than usual. Today, I'm going to talk about just one. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, I will tell you about the other two things that occurred for our benefit. In Matthew 27, beginning at the 50th verse, the scripture tells us when Jesus let out that final cry, the veil of the temple was torn. The significance of the mentioning of this spiritual occurrence, which was not evident to the naked eye, is because prior to the crucifixion of Jesus, there was a spiritual veil that blocked the entrance to the most holy place, the place where the Almighty dwells. But upon Jesus' crucifixion, the tearing of the veil, it was made so that we, all of us, could have access into God's presence in a new and living way. Salvation was made accessible to us. The shackles that bound us to our sin debts were released. And Jesus' crucifixion paid a debt we could never afford to pay. Because the veil was torn, our love for God, which is exalted through our obedience, is enough. If we stumble and fall, we can repent and get back up. Because the veil was torn, 2 Corinthians 12:9, is confirmed as Jesus' words are exalted, which tells us, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Ah, the day Jesus was crucified, despite the hearts of those who basked in his physical demise, because of who he was and is, they could not kill his divine posture. And God then turned it all around and worked it for our good. So yes, believers will always proclaim that that Friday that Jesus hung his head and died was a good Friday. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit your heart, your mind, your soul to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy. Be blessed.
On the day that Jesus died, the earth shook and the rocks exploded. Dead men of God rose again. The demon shouted, who's afraid? We know we've won the war. But another said, wait a minute, let me tell you what I saw. There was so much chaos and so much frantic sewing. When that curtain hit the ground, there were demons screaming, quickly now, don't let the people see. So with a needle named religion, we sewed it with precision from the front. You could barely tell a thing, but on the back there is one threaded phrase, hold to a form of godliness and deny its very power. So as far as you know, this never happened. That veil has always been there. But let me tell you a secret. A secret, secret. That veil was torn. That veil was torn. That veil was torn. Until then, there was no easy way to get to the Lord. But now there is. That veil was torn. From the top